Good day. It's Soul Purpose Tuesday, your midday lunchtime wellness groove. I'm your wellness advocate, Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I'm your host for this moment in time. Let's fall into wellness. Yes, it's September 2017, and it's time to fall into wellness. Let's keep it 100, all right? And it's time that we get serious about our walk in wellness. So today we're going to go over our things, but we just want to shape it around a serious commitment to walk in wellness, to work, and a commitment to invest. So, you know, it costs money to invest in our wellness, but we're spending that money. So our serious talk, we're really going to be speaking about distributing your spending. What are you spending your money on? And the impact of your spending, the impact of it on your wellness, on your health, and, you know, what's the true cost? Sometimes, yeah, is it cheaper to get a pack of Kool-Aid for something sweet to drink than to go get 100% all natural juice, not from concentrate? Say mango. Oh, yes, it's much cheaper for a pack of Kool-Aid for that initial purchase. But the long-term usage, it's a whole other story. The cost is totally different. Kool-Aid is nothing but preservatives. There is no life-giving property value of the Kool-Aid. The best you're going to get is if you have quality water that you're mixing it with. That's the best value you get out of a Kool-Aid. So now you have this mixed drink that's providing you no nutritional value that you're intaking in. So, again, it's either life-giving or it's life-robbing. So the long-term usage of life-robbing things that we take in our body and skin, all it does is break the body down. So if we do understand that from the time we're born, you know, our body is going toward, so our goal should always be to build our body, to build ourselves, and to keep them at their height. There is a natural, you know, progression process. I still want to keep ourselves at their height and not work against them. So if you are working even against that process by, you know, things that are killing your cells and continuously putting that in your body, you know, you're just speeding up your time. And, you know, when we're born, we know we're going to die. So it's really not a question of when we die, because we don't have the day and the hour, and no one can take our time. Not even an illness can take your time from you, because that's already preordained. But the issue becomes, how do you want to live? That's the question. How do you want to live? Do you want to live in pain? Do you want to live in agony? Do you want to live sad or just blah? Do you want to live well? Do you want to live strong, happy, healthy, in purpose, not in pain? You know, not even if it's not an extreme amount of pain. These are the choices. It's not about living or dying. Because, again, things we do and how we eat and heart attacks and things do kill us. But our time is preordained. And there's a lesson to learn in that. So if you saw someone else do it and saw them die from it and die early, die in pain, live in pain, instead of that being your expectation that that is what your life is supposed to be, that you're supposed to be sad, in pain, you're supposed to gossip and talk about people, you're supposed to live that way even though you're, you know, claiming these other things, but you're talking, you're living, you're plotting. You know, there are just so many things that we just have to get honest about that we're doing that is not aligned with walking in wellness. And to be well, we need to be balanced body, mind, and spirit. So we can't leave those things out. So all the people who are scheming, you know, you may call it doing business, getting ahead, but if you're doing it in a scheming matter, if you're doing it from a negative perspective, from a death perspective, you know, everything that we put out in the world, nothing comes back void. It's coming back in some way, shape, or form. So if you're doing it from life giving, from enhancing, you know, like that's the difference between complaining and constructive criticism. Constructive criticism, I'm sharing something with you to help you to chance to share something that will be information that a person can actually use and apply and grow, and you have the opportunity, you can share that same thing in a negative manner, to, you know, with an intent to tear them down. There's this old saying that many people believe, you got to break somebody down in order to build them up. And there are times that you may have to get rid of what's bad in order to put in the good. But someone's good spirit doesn't need to be broken. And for you to have to break it down and make them feel bad in order for them to hear the good that you have to say, that's a misconception. You don't need to go in and tell somebody, in order for me to tell, I have to make it sound as bad as possible, make you feel as bad as possible. And so from this quote-unquote area of feeling so bad, you will change. That's massive talk. Like, I'm beating you in order to make you better, to perform better. That's, you know, that's slave master talk. That's the oppressor talk. So we need to be mindful of what we emulate in speech and thought and in action. So this is not frank talk about us walking in wellness. So, again, really what I just want to share with you, everything is purposeful and preordained. If you're listening to this show and if you're hearing this conversation, there's something within this conversation that's meant for you. I'm just a messenger. There's something that's meant for you. Walk in wellness. Our affirmation, we're going to start with our affirmation. I am walking in wellness. That's your affirmation for today. I am wellness. That's our affirmation. So let's continue to speak it and think it. Let's just think, I am walking in wellness as we speak throughout this show and see all the things that begin to manifest and that we begin to attract. So we kicked off this show with Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Ain't No Mountain High Enough. We kicked that off. That was Mark Celeste Benton and Mark... Mark from was a performance that came from The Voice, a dual performance. And that was Celeste Benton and Mark Hood. And that was Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And kick that show off. Kick the show off with that just for us to focus on our commitment, you know, barriers. A lot of times in life that keep us from walking in wellness, from doing our best, being our best, all of these distractors. So we just want to speak to anything, any barrier, any distractor. There is no mountain high enough that's going to keep us from our best selves. Nothing. No mountain high enough, no valley low enough. Nothing will keep us from our best self. So we're going to do this no matter what, whatever the distraction, and we're going to get through. We either had to go under you, over you, through you, or around you, but we're going to get through to our goal, to be well. And that is why we kicked off the show with Ain't No Mountain High Enough. So, you know, if we kick it off with a jam that makes you move, you know, that means we have to move. So as we speak our affirmation, I'm walking in wellness, we want to make sure that we're getting ready to move. So if nothing else, I want you to stretch your arm out all the way out in front of you, straight in front of you. Stretch your hands out so that you see the tips of your hands and your right arm. You have, you're sitting up with your right arm straight out in front of you in the middle. So now I want you to take this arm, and I want you to move it, your right arm, and move it towards your left. But I don't want you to move your body. Just move your arm and breathe. Now, in order to breathe, what we want to do, and then I want you to take this arm as far to your left as you can go with keeping it straight. Then I want you to move it back out all the way and open it up all the way to your right as far as you can go. And I want you to continue to breathe. And then to bring it back in around the middle and all the way back to the left again. I want you to do at least 3 reps of bringing it all the way out. But I want you to breathe through it. Now, the trick in breathing is, first of all, you want to open up your diaphragm on your breath. So stop for a moment with your arm, and I want you to put your hand over your belly. Put your right hand over your stomach. And now I don't want you to hold your breath right now. Now what I want you to do is to breathe. I want you to take in air. When you take in air, you want to push out your stomach so you feel it. Push out your stomach and take in air. Mouth closed, take it in through your nose, push your stomach out. As you push out your stomach, your chest is expanding. What's right there above your stomach is your diaphragm. So as you push your stomach out, your diaphragm expands and opens up, and the air goes up your diaphragm into your lungs. Now, with your stomach pushed all the way out, I want you to push it back in slowly with your hand and let the air come out through your mouth. So you push in and you let that air come out through your mouth. So, again, take air in, hand over stomach. You're going to take air in, mouth closed through your nose. Take the air in by pushing your belly out. We're filling up the diaphragm full of air. Now I'm going to push the air back in. And push that stomach in and push the air out. And that is how we're going to breathe when we say breathe. So what you want to do, you want to exert air. You want to push the air out when your movement is the hardest, when you're straining the most. So if you have your hands in front of you, just in the middle, take in some air. And continue taking that air as you move it to the left. But as you begin to stretch yourself and you start to feel that stress, let the air out. So as you're doing the hard part, it's like you're pushing the air out. And then when you come back, bring the air in, back to your middle all the way. And you bring your arm all the way out. And then as you push beyond your right, let the air out as you bring your arm as far back as possible. And then you bring it back in again. So what will help you push through the hardest part of your exercise is by letting air out during the hard parts. So that is just a tip. So just by doing that simple movement, you will start to feel a tingle in your fingertips and your arms. You'll start to feel a tingle, maybe even in your ears. And again, you keep your body straight, but you just move your arm as far as you can go. And then you switch hands and do the same thing. This is starting to get the circulation moving. So even if you're at work, at your desk, you can still do it. These are simple things you can do just to start to get the blood moving. And when the blood starts moving and circulation starts going, then that lymph that has all of that bad stuff, it's able to push the bad stuff out of the circulatory system and feed it the good stuff that the circulatory system needs and that you need to run through your body. So you always want to work with them arms, because underneath your arms you have lymph nodes there. So I always want you lifting and moving them arms. Make sure that you're always moving those arms and you're lifting them up. You need to get them lymph nodes underneath your arms moving. And all the other areas, but Right, today we're just going to start with moving those arms. I want you to do that as we speak through. I want you to just begin moving. And then we can just shake around and groove to some good old soul music. So our body system that we're going to be talking about today is the brain. And the reason why we're going to focus on the brain all month, we probably focus on the brain this entire quarter because we want to impact and see a difference. The brain is becoming so central and so important. There is a crazy rise in dementia and early set of Alzheimer's. And then also the brain and the heart are impacting one another. So if you have diabetes, your diabetes is impacting your heart. And if your heart is being impacted and there's a shortage of oxygen, oxygen is not flowing, well, it is impacting your brain. One thing is not leaving the other alone. So with this hypertension that we have and diabetes, we're wearing down our hearts and we're wearing down our brains, and we're seeing early onset of, you know, all of these issues with the brain, inability to focus, early set of Alzheimer's, early set of dementia. Long-term care is becoming so necessary and it's becoming costly. So but there's a real difference we can make through nutrition. So they are all connected, and we have to understand that there's a direct correlation in how we service our bodies, everything through nutrition. So we just want to make sure that we are taking care of ourselves. So in that, we're going to take a break and move on. And when we're going to come back, we're going to talk about 15 healthy foods for the brain. We're going to talk, then we're going to go to some exercising. We're talking about benefits to Tai Chi. And then we're going to close out with our products of the month. Again, I talk about investing in our wellness. So as we, when we talk about the foods and the nutrition, we're going to talk about, you know, things that you can buy, things that you can replace. That's why we're always going to talk nutrition, because you're shopping, you're buying foods. What are you going to use and what are you going to replace your foods with? So in the meantime, we're going to we'll talk a little bit about getting back to hip-hop. Let's get back to some honest talk. Back to hip-hop.
It's a shame, man. Cats don't even get it, man. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, man, what happened to hip-hop? You know what I'm saying? We need to get back to the way it was before. We used to ride then. We need to bring that back.
Let's get back to hip-hop. 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 Can't live without hip-hop. That's why we need hip-hop. Can't live without hip-hop. That's why we need hip-hop. I remember back then when hip-hop was straight from the soul. Now we don't trade it in our history for diamonds and gold. 20-inch rims that spins, girls sliding our poles. Slipping coke cause she's convinced that it's good for her soul. Back in the days it was the bubble pants and all black shades. Salt and pepper mixed with heavy D and high top fades. Back then, beef was handled on stage with the crew. They hit the box and gave you seconds just to show what you do. It's called
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Can't live without
hip-hop.
That's why we need
hip-hop.
Can't live without
hip-hop.
That's why we need
hip-hop.
Now seasons change and everything that smell ain't right. Innocent kids turn hustlers and thugs overnight. The crime rate high, we threat, so we stay in the trap. We hustle and traps, ability to speak through our raps. Now I'm convinced, good's intended, but the media's wicked. They take the violence that surrounds us, trying to prove that we're cricket. But if we all stood up and took control of our own, then they have to find something else to pin the blame on instead of
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Can't live without
hip-hop.
That's why we need
hip-hop.
Can't live without
hip-hop.
That's why we need
hip-hop.
You see, See, I've been through the storms and I fought off the snakes. From the first apple pulled from the tree that we ate. The first sin was the 13th day when life changed. Ever since then, we bust in the air, so let it rain. I try to reach more, the more I reach, the more dies like they're trying to take each soul that I touch. From hell's fire, from drug dealing to gutter living, show me a way. There's gotta be a better strategy for us to get paid. We need
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Let's get back to
hip-hop.
Can't live without
hip-hop.
That's why we need
hip-hop.
Can't live without
hip-hop.
That's why we need
hip-hop.
Hey, yeah. Let's get back to hip-hop.
Old school.
Back
hip-hop.
When people was rocking shell toe Adidas,
hey,
with no laces. You know what I'm saying? Clocks around their neck, flavor flavor. You know what I'm talking about? Back when the music ain't do nothing to the tune. You know what I'm saying? Let's get back to hip-hop. Back when it was pure. Back when they ain't do no harm. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, yeah. The big deal in here, they ain't ready for it. Hey.
All right, we just got finished listening to Back to Hip Hop by Soul. That's S period, O period, U period, L period. The One, Soul the One. And that's Back Tuesday, your mid-morning lunchtime wellness news. And your host, the wellness advocate, is Jacqueline Taylor. So we've been talking about keeping it 100 and talking about our commitment to our wellness and investment in. And so now we're going to speak to the 15 foods that feed our brain. And so as we speak to the foods that feed our brain, I'm going to go back into the studio because we have another caller coming in, but we're going to come back with the foods that feed our brain. And I'm going to listen to tightrope. So you guys start doing some stretching, whether you're stretching with your hands or whatnot, you start doing some stretching. And as you listen to this tightrope, make sure that you move your body. We're going to come back and talk about the feed our brain.
Monet and left foot.
Whoa! I fight for what I believe. Why you talking about it?
All right. So we are back. And as again, this is Soul Purpose Tuesday, your lunchtime midday wellness groove. And we are talking about keeping it real, about our commitment to and our investment in our wellness. And we're getting ready to talk about the 15 foods that feed our brain. There are many things that we do, that we eat, and a lot of illnesses that we already have that are directly impacting our brain. So one of the things is stress. See, our bodies don't like stress. When we're stressed out, whether it's physical, like someone jumps out at you from a dark alley, or mental, like you have a major project due at work, our bodies release inflammatory cytokines. Now, these little chemicals prompt the immune system to kick in and fight back against the stress, and they do this through inflammation, as though stress is an infection. So our body reads stress as an infection. So while inflammation helps protect us against illnesses and repairs the body, when you do something like cut yourself, chronic inflammation is a whole different animal. And it's been linked to autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis, anxiety, high blood pressure, and more. But what does this have to do with food in our brains? Our gut helps us keep our body's immune responses and inflammation under control. That's what our gut does. That's what the stomach. Additionally, gut hormones that enter the brain influence cognitive ability, or the hormones that enter the brain are produced in the brain influence cognitive ability, like understanding and processing new information, staying focused on the task at hand, and recognizing when we're off, when we're full. Plus, brain foods rich in antioxidants, good fats, and vitamins and minerals, they provide you with energy, and they aid in protecting against brain diseases. So when we focus on giving our bodies whole, nutritious foods, benefiting both the gut and the brain, we actually are benefiting our minds and bodies while keeping them both in tip-top shape. So we have to understand that we have to focus on our gut health that to impact our brain health. Gut health impacts our brain health. Because why? Understand this. Hormones that enter the brain are and that influence our cognitive ability are produced in the gut. Hormones that enter the brain and that influence cognitive ability are produced in the gut. Or let me put it differently, I just said that wrong. Gut hormones, our brain, are produced in the brain. The gut hormones that enter our brain help produce cognitive ability. So there's a direct correlation with our gut, our digestive system, and our brain function. So we need to keep that in mind. Because we're talking about the gut and food, but there's also that digestive system is directly impacts as well. So we're going to talk about the 15 foods that feed the brain. Which ones are also Dr. Sebi approved? So avocados, and it is Dr. Sebi approved. Avocado is one of the healthiest fruits that you can consume. You know, avocados contain both vitamin K and folate. Avocados help prevent blood clots in the brain, protecting against stroke, as well as help improve cognitive function, especially both memory and concentration. They're also rich in vitamin B and C, which are not naturally stored in our body, and they need to be replenished daily. So, hey, an avocado a day will definitely help keep the doctor away. So you definitely want to make sure that you're engaging avocados. And they are very high in protein and very low in sugar. So So they're fruit that they're the highest fruit in protein and the lowest sugar content of any fruit. So that's not too shabby. Now, and their creamy texture is makes them great to add to smoothie and a replacement for fats and baked goods. Hey, so like when you need that creamy and that fat addition, use avocado in your baked goods instead. That's really something amazing to know. So definitely we can look up some great avocado recipes. So first one, avocados. Now I'm going to talk about beets. I know me, I give my mom beet juice every day. I give her beet juice. You can actually buy the beet juice already strained and all. You can get it. I get it from Whole Foods, and I will actually go check it out and give you the brand and name. But I get beet juice from Whole Foods. But you can't juice it. I mean, you need the formal juicer. You can't just it's harder to break down. It's just like wheatgrass. So to process the beets, to make beet juice out of it, there are different ways that you have to process that. Now, the thing about beets, what they do for you, they reduce inflammation. And they're high in cancer-protecting antioxidants, and they help your body rid your blood of toxins. So beets help reduce inflammation, high in antioxidants, and they help you rid your blood of toxins. There are natural nitrates in beets that actually boost blood flow to your brain, and they help with mental performance. And so during tough workouts, beets actually help boost your energy and performance level. So, you know, put beets in salad. They got a recipe for sweet potato beet hash, beet and goat cheese salad. Just eat beets, eat them, you know, in their raw form. You can do them slightly cooked, just slightly. Don't have to be really. And you can do a beet juice, but beets are great. And next, we're going on to the super, super, super foods of all foods, blueberries. And these foods, like blueberries, is also a distressor. There's certain foods that are also distressors that we'll be talking about, and blueberries is one of them. It's a super food, and it's also a distressor. So blueberries is something that if you come in, you stress at the end of your day, get a little bowl of blueberries, sit down, relax, breathe through, and pluck you and eat some blueberries. And like blueberry, again, I said, it's not a superfood, but it's a super, super, super food. For a starter, it is the highest in antioxidant. It's the highest antioxidant-rich food known to man. It includes vitamin C, vitamin K, and fiber. Because of its high levels of gallic acid, blueberries are especially good at protecting our brains from degeneration and stress. Get your daily dose of brain berries. You can use, you know, do smoothies, coffees, whatever, or just, I'll just, you know, buy a bunch of berries, and just eat a handful of berries daily, mix them in yogurt, wash them and just eat them. Like I said, and it's also a great distressor. We'll talk later about the many, many, many benefits of blueberries. We'll have them listed. Now, these other things I'm going to go to are not, these aren't on Dr. Sabi's list. All those other ones were, but bone broth. This is the ultimate food for healing your gut and in turn healing your brain. So bone broth is the ultimate food for healing your gut. It's an ancient food full of health benefits, and it ranges from boosting your immune system, overcoming leaky gut, improving joint health, and overcoming food allergies. We're going to go take a break for a moment. We'll be right back. Okay, we are back. We are back. It's really, really busy this day. So the next one, we talk about bone broth. Now, bone broth also has high levels of collagen. It helps reduce intestinal inflammation, healing amino acids like proline, glycine, and it keeps your immune system functioning properly and helps improve memory. So bone broth is what you need to identify and find I would actually just look at, you know, look for bone broth. And it's really good, you know, to be healthy for you. So you need to probably look it up to get some more information about the best forms in which to get bone broth. Because bone broth from an unhealthy bone, it's not doing you any good. So you need to find out what's the best form in which to get the bone broth. But it helps with leaky gut, so that's really important. The other food, which also, this is not on Dr. Sabi's list, is broccoli. Now, Mom always told you to eat your broccoli. So, again, especially slightly cooked to raw is the best way to eat it. It has high levels of vitamin K and choline, which helps keep your memory sharp. Loaded with vitamin C. In fact, just one cup of broccoli will give you 150% of your recommended daily intake of vitamin C. High fiber levels means that you quickly feel full. So these things that help you feel full quickly are really important to know because, again, if you're looking to lose weight and different things, these will help you with, you know, some of your choices that you make in your foods. And this is one of the things we're talking about, investing in your wellness. And part of that is food. You're buying food. So now the choices is which foods will you buy. And buying organic foods and healthier foods can be more expensive, but it's not but. The truth is it is more expensive. But you can reduce the cost through just eliminating some other things and just finding other ways. The one thing I really always recommend is a reduction in meat. I'm not saying don't eat any meat. But there really is no need for you to have meat 3 times a day. That's a lot of meat. And you don't need that much meat. So if you're eating meat 3 times a day and you reduce it to 1 a day, that's saving you a lot of money. And then you can take that savings and put it to buying the meat that you do buy to make sure that that meat is organic and buying, increasing your fruits and vegetables. And if you can even afford it, organic fruits and vegetables. But to use that savings from your reduction in meat to increasing your fruits and vegetables and other foods and better quality foods and even better quality meat. The other one is celery. Again, another food that's not on Dr. Sabi's list. But celery offers a lot of benefits. It's high level of antioxidants and polysaccharides such as natural anti-inflammatories can help alleviate symptoms related to inflammation, like joint pain and irritable bowel syndrome. You know, y'all do those hot wings, rather maybe stay away from the hot wings and the blue cheese dressing and just stick with the celery and find another healthier sauce to make for yourself. So it's nutrient-dense, packing loads of vitamins, minerals, and nutrients with very little calories. That's the one thing about celery, very little calories. And then we have coconut oil. Coconut has so many benefits. Now, there is, you do want to definitely get it organic. And the level of that it's been pressed. It's like about having it pressed, cold pressed. The process of how your coconut is processed does make a difference in the quality. I suggest use coconut oil instead of butter. Don't cook with it, even though it says on the jars a lot of times can take medium heat. Don't cook with your coconut. Add them to your smoothies. Use it instead of butter. It's just a lot of good benefits, and it tastes good. But it's great. It's a natural anti-inflammatory. Also, if you have any teeth issues, just take a piece of coconut and just roll it around your mouth as long as you can. And just like if you can do it for 15 minutes, that's really good. Just swish it around. The juices around in your mouth and you can spit it out. Don't swallow it. But if you use it, that kills the bacteria and everything in your mouth. You do that a couple times a week. And it's called pulling. It's really exercise of pulling with coconut oil. So that will cleanse the bacteria and everything out your mouth and even start reversing a lot of mouth disease issues. But coconut oil is natural anti-inflammatory, suppresses cells responsible for inflammation, It can help with memory loss as you age and destroy bad bacteria that hangs out in your gut. So you definitely want to eat it and eat it in its raw form. So not just in a cooked form and all. Whenever, if you can, take some coconut in raw form. And then I'm going to get ready to close out this show, but there are more items. And in the show, you'll be able to go on to the rest of the foods. We'll just talk about them all. Dark chocolate, what I'm going to say is cocoa, the original form of the where chocolate comes from. I would say get that natural form of cocoa. Egg yolks. The cholesterol, our brains really need cholesterol, so you need to focus on healthy cholesterol because 90% of the cholesterol that our brain needs has to come from our diet. So this no cholesterol diet is starving your brain. Then this extra virgin olive oil, green leafy vegetables, rosemary. Ugh, rosemary smells so good. Oh, so good to intake, and it makes your food taste good. Salmon, and if you do salmon, only wild caught salmon. And then there's turmeric, delicious seasoning. Get it organic, delicious seasoning. And another wonderful thing is walnuts. Walnuts are really great. Use walnut oil that can take a high heat as far as cooking and all. So you really want to do those things. So like I said, this has been Soul Purpose Tuesday. Make sure you go to joyofthemonth.club and get our Joy of the Month for this month. We always keep a special sale just for you. The Joy of the Month is $50 a month, but if you go to joyofthemonth.club, you hear it here, go joyofthemonth.club, you'll be able to get your Joy of the Month for just $40. And then, as you will see, we also have our Lavelle Thrive, which has to expand cognition. So if you really need help with nutrition and supplements for your brain, we had to expand cognition for you. And our Dermafusion Technology DFT Nutrition Patch, where you put your nutrition patch on, you're making sure it's being administered to you throughout the day. So we have some just really great things for you. This has been Soul Purpose Tuesday. And we are walking in wellness, so I'm going to have to really go, everybody. Take time and have a great day.